car went that way. People are staying home and tuning out. We used to sit down and turn on the tube, forget about all our daily blues. Now just about anything, cause a family feud.
This whole world
has gone freaking crazy. Everything's been turned upon its head.
This whole world
has gone freaking crazy. Everybody post a puppy dog instead.
This whole world
has gone freaking crazy. Everything's been turned upon its head.
This whole world
has gone freaking crazy. Everybody post a puppy dog.
Everybody loves a puppy dog.
Everybody try a puppy dog instead.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, where the MSP comes alive. Thanks for tuning in today. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's quarter after the hour, and I'll tell you what, the studio line is occupied right now, but you can call in later at 763-432-9999. Doing a mix of classic rock and, that's right, some drop rock, baby. Weather in Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's now 26 with the highs of, are you kidding me, 35? And it says cloudy, but I'm looking out the studio window. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. Nice and sunny. Oh, yeah. You're listening to KSIZ. And look, check this out. And starting on Monday, April 5th through October 29th, we present Cruise Lane. That's right. We added an hour. We're from 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Waking up with you, the kids, and the hubby, and maybe the dogs. Woof, woof. And talking about dogs, you know what? I've got trop rock artists, as promised, Rudy Cox on the line. Welcome, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Paulie, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm good. You know, the great thing about it is that, you know, you have a lot of, you know, a lot of tunes out there. And this one was really catchy, This Whole World. Could you tell me, or tell our listening audience, where did the inspiration come for this song?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm not political in any way, shape, or form. And I got tired of hearing about it, you know what I mean? My wife and I took a vacation last July, and, you know, we were camping, just kind of getting away from everybody in the world and everything. It wasn't like the greatest camping trip, but, you know, hey, we're together, right? So going home, and after 1 week of being away, tuned out to everything, all we heard was just how crazy everything was. I had lost two friends, one friend totally left, one friend totally raped, you know, and... you know, just everyone went crazy. And I woke up on Tuesday morning at 4:30 in the morning, and, you know, you check your phone and everything, and you go, oh, my God, it's like the world's falling apart, you know. So that's where that came from. And also a friend of ours, a guy named Eric, I don't know if you know Eric or not, Eric Baden, he had come out with a thing basically saying, instead of all this political stuff, someone comes out with something negative, put a puppy on their page, on their page, and then snooze them for 30 days. I thought, what a great idea! So you're not really canceling your friend, but at the same time, I don't want to hear about it. So, anyways, that's all that.
But, you know, it's a great song. It's like a catchy tune. And, you know, now that I know what the background of the tune is, I mean, let's take a closer look at this, because our listener base basically loves to hear these kind of interviews because they want to grow into an industry, especially a lot of the entertainers and the artists and the writers and so forth. But, you know, I guess one of the main questions that, you know, they would have is, how did you get started in the trop rock industry?
Oh, well, you know, for one, I live down here in southwest Florida, a place called St. James City, which is like a little barrier island. And, you know, it's pretty tropical. I'm looking outside my house right now, and it's got everything you can think of that, you know, when you think tropical, you know, other than a beach. And the music is all around here. So I always played this kind of music. I didn't know it had a name. And then I played with a friend of mine named Danny Hoy. I don't know if you know Danny or not, but she's a female trap rock artist, and I can sing. I mean, I can sing harmony and play bass and stuff like that. So I was backing her up, and she introduced me to that whole world of, wow, there's actually people traveling around doing this, and it's escapism. That's what it kind of comes down to, you know. I mean, it's like music to kind of take you away or make you forget about everything going on, and you know, that's how the interest started, I guess. You know, and as far as writing goes, that's what I write. Yeah,
so. Well, you know, the great thing about it is, you know, there's inspiration. Like you said, 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up, man, I had to play this. Yeah. Did you write it in like 15, 20 minutes, or did it take you a couple of hours to do this?
Oh, you figure I got up 4:30. By 5:30, it was written completely, and I was already doing the silly video that I did. It took me 6 hours to get it uploaded to Facebook, But yeah, I mean, it was done quickly, you know. And then after that, you know, when we went in the studio, we tweaked it and things of that nature, you know. But for the most part, the song was written quickly. But that, I'll tell you, that's the way it goes. The catchy tunes seem to get written very, very quickly, and the ones that you labor over and think about, you know, and what's the word for it? Labor over. Those are the ones. They just don't wind up as catchy for some bizarre reason. Or singable, you know?
Yeah. For our audience, we're listening to Pauly Spitt and also Rudy Cox. You know, the greatest thing about this, we started this trap rock thing about 5 months ago, and I'll tell you what, it's just taken off. And if you'd like to find further information about Rudy, you know, simply go to Facebook, and is it Rudy F. Cox that you have on here?
Yes, Rudy F. Cox, or just Rudy Cox.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then, you need further information about this guy. I mean, you look there. Start there, because, you know, this guy is such an inspiration for many other writers out there. I mean, he's writing tunes, and you've been in the trap rock industry for how long, Rudy?
Yeah, first song that I came out with was 2017, which is a song called Last Call, and that was a big hit in that world. And prior to that, I was still playing it for 3 or 4 years before that. You know, it's but like I said, for me, I mean, living down here, it's what we're doing anyway, without even knowing that it was called trap rock. You know?
Yeah,
and that makes sense.
And you know, I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and we spoke offline for a little bit, and 12 hours ago you put up a post, living on an island, first and foremost, that's what catches my eye. Then we've got Low Key Tiki. However, the greatest thing about this is April 10th, you got some special events going on down there. What's up with it?
Oh man, April 10th, a CD release party, and that will be at the Low Key Tiki. We got a bunch of people showing. There's actually going to be some of the Nashville band, where, you know, basically the guys that I recorded this with, will be down here. Eugene Mold is a monster player, played with everybody, plays at every CMA Country Music Award Association member there is. Dave Steins, Beth Travers, and Alan Jacks. I don't know, you probably know some of these guys. You may or may not know the music. But just amazing players will be there. It should be just one heck of a party.
Tell us a little bit about Low Key Tiki.
Low Key Tiki is a little place down here. Yeah, you know, I think let me back up a little bit. I think a lot of times trap rock music and stuff like that is more for people who don't live down here year-round, you know?
Yeah.
Because you guys have got brutal winters. I mean, it's 76 degrees here right now, and, you know, and it's going to warm up a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of, I mean, we realize we're spoiled down here, you know? So when you think of a low-key tiki, or when you think of, you know, coming down here on vacation, the low-key tiki is the kind of tiki bar that you're thinking about. It's right there on the water. place called Monroe Canal, and you basically get out there into the Gulf in 10-15 minutes, and it's amazing. You know, it's every tiki bar you ever thought you'd been at, or you know, like to go to. You know what I mean? It's just got that vibe to it. It's laid back, everybody's happy. You know, no one's ever down at a tiki bar. You know, I mean, people are feeling good, talking, and you know, music playing, and it's a pretty awesome place. I started playing there, I guess, about 5 years ago, and that's where we shot a Last Call video. If you go onto YouTube and you look Rudy Cox Last Call, that'll tell you everything about it.
Man, I'll tell you what. I'm looking at a picture of this low-key tiki. I'm looking at the outdoor sign, right? I'm going, oh, man, this is a place. I'm from Hawaii, right? So anytime I see tikis, I see palm trees, I'm going, oh, boy. Wait a minute. Do I have to stop here? Yeah, but then again, there's 30 other places that look just like this that I'm going to have to stop at, you know? It's like, holy Christ. Let's have a beer at all of them. Oh, boy. Right. Yeah, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sorry?
I said, and that's a good thing, you know. You guys have got a rough up there with weather you have, although you're used to it, you know, I guess. But, I mean, you come down here on vacation, you know, I think you owe it to yourself to chill out and have a beer every now and then, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, my wife is in the airline industry, so for us to go out and just, you know, thaw out somewhere, you know, catch a plane, you know, it's really cool. In fact, what is the nearest airport to you, man, just in case I do want to catch on the plane?
Well, you've got the Punta Gorda Airport, which is like, you know, a little bit north of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got RSW, which is Fort Myers. And that's kind of a larger airport, but all good. And that's about an hour, or I guess we're about an hour from both places.
Yeah, we fly into Punta Gorda, so man, maybe I'll be joining you at low-key tiki, man. Who knows, right?
There you go. Listen, April 10th, we're having a party.
So yeah.
Come on down.
hey, so question, you know, what's in the future for Rudy Cox? You got any more, you know, more music that you're going to be writing for a new album or what?
Yeah, you know the way it goes is by the time you get done recording an album, you're already... when it's all wrapped up and you put it out there, you're already thinking about new materials and stuff like that. And I'm actively writing now, working on new stuff. Every CD changes a little bit, and I've also got a lot of other songs I'm writing with different people. Got an Albie King. If you've heard of Albie or not, but this guy's writing with everybody. And he and I've got our own little, you know, own little brand of things. In fact, there's a song coming out very soon, which will be called John Cougar and Me. And I'll send that to you as well. That's one of his tunes. Music on the Bay was canceled this year, but hopefully Meeting at the Mines, which is a big thing.
Ooh.
For the first weekend in Key West. You know, we should be down there for that as well. A lot of other events, a lot of other gigs and stuff like that. But the biggest thing is right now we're getting this out there, and we're hoping to do somewhat of a little tour this summer, and we'll see how far north we go.
You know, speaking of which, you know, you just brought up a real strong subject, which is your website. I'm looking at it right now. A gorgeous website, number one. Secondly, where was this picture taken?
The website, that was placed, I believe that was taken in a place near Anna Maria Island, about 2 hours north of me, which is another awesome place. There's all sorts of cool little beach towns all up and down the West Coast. You know, I mean, for years, everyone went to the East Coast of Florida, in like Fort Lauderdale,
yeah.
Miami, places that. And this whole coast was pretty much forgotten about. But I tell you, there's a lot of really cool little places that, you know, so just, I mean, there are, but that's where you find the better food, you know, and just, I don't know, it's just a different vibe. In fact, there's a place by us called Matt Lachey, which is spelled Matt Lacha. But it's the way Key West used to be, say, 40 years ago. You know, and now Key West has grown up and everything, and you know, all the crazy buildings, colored buildings are not there anymore, you know. But, yeah. It's all good, man. Come on down.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about this already. However, let's look at this picture once again. Are you partial to Guild guitars, or are there other axes that you work with also?
I'll tell you, I got that guitar not having any clue as to what I was getting. But years later, there's a feel you get. Certain guitars, you know. I mean, a Takamine's got a different feel to it, a Taylor's different feel, you know, and a Guild has just got a certain feel that, you know, it's, I love that guitar, but depending on the gig or depending on the situation, it's not the right guitar for everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but is it, but is it,
loves or others, yeah.
Is it your go-to axe?
Yes, it is. Yeah, man. I've had that since 91, and I've had everything. I've seen the necks come off, put it back on, you know, all sorts of stuff, you know. And but yeah, I mean, it's just got a certain sound to it, that's a certain sound and a certain feel. But, you know, it's rough on guitars down here, you know, playing next to salt water and, you know, yeah, humidity and things like that. And I figured as far as a working guitar goes, a working acoustic guitar, I go through a guitar about every 2 years. And no matter what, the insides are, you know, it's not really playable out, you know, out in the general public anyways.
Yeah, and, you know, the great thing about it, and you're right, hardwood guitars basically take a beating in saltwater or tropical area,
yep,
because of the humidity. I'm partial to ukuleles, which is made by Kamaka out of Hawaii, and I'll tell you what, it gets beat up, man. But, you know, let's take a closer look at your website, because, you know, there's some things on here that I think the audience and our listeners should look at. You know, simply go to rudycox.com, because he's got everything on there. Music, shows that's coming up, the media, any of the TV stations and or radio stations look for information for Rudy Cox, this is the place to go. If you need to contact him, this is it right here. So, dude, I've got one surprise for you. Are you ready?
Go for it.
So, every artist that we bring on who's the trap rock artist, I ask him to sing a cappella. All right? So, you got 15 seconds to sing something. It doesn't matter. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Last call. It's last call. I don't care who you know, where you go at all. It's last call. That's got a lot to do.
I kind of like the last call part. All right, we're going to end up with your really cool song called Living on an Island. We have Rudy Cox.
Thank you.
Rudy, thanks for being on today. We're going to have you back on in a couple months. How's that?
You got it, man. That sounds awesome. Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Nicely done, Rudy Cox. All right. You're listening to Paulie Spitter on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Rudy Cox coming up right now. Let's go.
There's a steady stream of people all heading south, leaving the cold behind. Everybody's heading down the mountain to shame to change their state of mind.